Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Berry is here. John's a new friend, but not for long. He's a veteran law attorney, a veteran's law attorney, and the firm Berry Law Firm. He's a veteran of two tours, at least two tours, in combat. He commanded troops on the battlefield, and now he's fighting for his troops in the courtrooms and helping veterans make sure that they get the representation that they deserve. And we're proud of him for what he's doing, and we're glad he's part of our show. John Berry, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim, and thanks so much for your service to our country.
And you too, sir. So one of the things that we've been doing here on this show for a long time, since the beginning, is advocating for veterans. And one of the things that I tell people ad nauseum around here is if you have an opportunity to hire a veteran, it doesn't matter what they did. They could have been in a motor pool in Germany or Louisiana for 4 years. I don't care what their assignment was. If you have a chance to hire a veteran, you should put them on the top of your list, for not just because it's the right thing to do, but because if you're around a veteran, these are people who know about organization, they know about discipline, they not only know how to be trained, they know how to train people. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, when you build a good team, culture is key. And there are people that get it and those that just don't get it. You know, when you're running a company, whether it's you're in command in the military or you're running a civilian company, you need people who will say yes, sir, and drive on when the going gets tough.
Yep.
And you as a leader have to make a decision. And I think there's nobody better than the American veteran to do that. They get it. They understand. You know, I think we teach our, you know, at the lowest enlisted level, there are times to answer questions and there are times to execute. And veterans
right.
understand that.
Hey, they do.
Sometimes, yep. you know, we live in a world of these, you know, where generationally things have changed. Some people say we've gotten softer, but the veterans have not.
Well, I'll tell you something else. Nobody ever was discharged from the Army with an honorable discharge who was a snowflake. What do you think? I should have said military. As John, like you, I've kind of got a certain bias, but I can't have that on the show. my son's a Marine, so he calls me out on this. Nobody ever was discharged from the military who was a snowflake. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. And I think that, you know, one of the challenges I had transferring from active duty to reserve component, I know you were in the reserves, I was in the guard, was that, you know, you come out from active duty and you know, you got these young 18-year-old kids right out of high school. And I went and, you know, they're tough kids. They're not snowflakes. They understand what's going on. But then when I transferred into the reserve component, the guard, I noticed not only were these guys not snowflakes, but most of them had degrees as junior enlisted soldiers. I mean,
yeah.
They're not only not snowflakes, they're sharp.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And so I'm so happy that you're here and to talk about these things, about what you're seeing out there. Now, you're representing veterans in the courtrooms, aren't you?
That's right. We represent veterans nationwide. I started, my dad was a Vietnam veteran. He defended the commander of the 5th Special Forces of Vietnam, wrote a book about it called Those Gallant Men, and basically Green Berets charged with murder for carrying out, you know, a mission.
Yep.
And then, of
yep.
course, you know, you do your after-action report. And so then when he came back, he was representing a lot of clients. He noticed that there were a lot of veterans who were not being treated fairly by the Veterans Administration, not getting benefits, and the symptoms manifested themselves. In PTSD and,
right.
and other things, and so he would see it at the end, right, when it was a legal problem, and then only then would the veteran want help. So my father has been a great advocate.
That was
for veterans,
he saw PTSD before people called it PTSD, before they knew what it was.
That's right. That's right. I mean, they used to call it shell shock. They used to have a lot of different names for it. But at the end of the day, he was.
And it was almost, and early on, it was almost like it was the soldier's fault, the veteran's fault.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, what's wrong with you, boy? You know, that kind of thing. And now we know it's different. So, what are you finding? What kind of situations are you helping people with?
Yeah, I think a lot of times with veterans, one of the issues we come through is sometimes, you know, the PTSD affects them, you know, while they're still in. But a lot of them, you know, it's suck it up, and then they get out, right? And when you have your buddies around, you got somebody watching your six all the time. You know what? When you, I think a lot of veterans are able to handle their PTSD a lot better. But it's when the team goes away. Now you're a civilian. Now, you know, you don't have all those buddies there to protect you anymore. Mm-hmm. You're not part of that special team. And I think that's where, you know, then the symptoms get a lot worse. And that's where veterans not only need the treatment, but also the benefits they've earned to deal with it.
If someone's listening who has, who feels like they need some representation, how would they go about getting that? I mean, they might not feel like they can just walk downtown and walk in the first lawyer's office and have somebody who understands. What do you think? What should they do?
Right. I mean, most lawyers don't. This is kind of a niche practice area, and most of our firm is veterans, and a lot of us are service-connected, so we understand how the systems work. The best way to – we have a website, ptsdlawyers.com. And PTSDlawyers.com is, it's our website. It talks a lot about our lawyers, our mission.
Right.
But there's a ton of information about what to do. And one of the biggest challenges we deal with the veterans is they file the claim with the VA, right? They wait a year for a decision.
Yeah.
They get denied, or they're service-connected for, like, tinnitus or hearing loss. They deny the PTSD claim. And then they're fighting for years, you know, to get what they deserve. And some of them come to us and they say, hey, man, I'm done fighting. I said, well, let us fight with you, fight for you. But don't give up. Your family needs this. You need this.
What if they say, I don't have enough money? What do you do? What happens?
We don't get paid unless we win. We take it on a contingency basis,
right?
And we get paid a percentage of a back pay award and nothing on the front end. So the reality is, as one veteran said, well, a percentage of the back pay is better than a 100% of nothing, which I'm getting right now. And so that's what I think is good about the system, is that veterans don't need money up front to pay for lawyers or pay for lawyers hourly.
John, hold on to that thought, John. Folks are visiting with John Barry, PTSDlawyers.com. Is the website. Barry Law Firm is his company. He's a veteran of two deployments, leading men in combat. We're going to be right back after the break and talk a little bit more, including some things not to say to a veteran, especially not in front of me. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.